The darkness in my life says you can't be good. You can't be holy. You can't be what God wants you to be. Amen? But God comes and says, darkness, you just got to go. Amen? Darkness, see, when light turns on in a room, you never get to see the darkness sit there and go, no, which way are we going to go? It just disappeared, and it's quick. Amen? So let's get to the message. Y'all ready? It's my favorite part. Let's look at it. Verse 8, the neighbors, therefore. Y'all seeing that, verse 8? The neighbors, therefore. And they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? The neighbors, right? Here's what it says. The light came on. This is the part of the series because the light came on. Right? And listen to this. He was sitting there, and all of a sudden the neighbors, not Jesus, not the apostles, not the church, the people who had seen him before. Let me say it this way. The one who seen her before. Y'all good? Because it don't matter if the church thinks you're right. It doesn't matter if everybody thinks, man, hey, man, that's because anybody can come to church and look the part and walk the part. But how about the people who have seen you prior? How about the people who seen you before Christ? So he came back from the pool of Siloam, and guess what had happened? The people who had seen him do what he had been doing his whole life went, there's something different. Let's do an experiment. Anybody that's 21 years old that has a cell phone in this place, please go to the choir right now if you can turn on your flashlight on your phone. If anybody's under the age of 21 who has a cell phone in here and you can turn on your flashlight on your cellular device, please sit down, Marty. You're not 21 years old. Lying is still a sin in the church. If you can do this, can I get a light guy? You got to stand up. Thanks, Chris. Can I get a light guy? Turn the lights off. These experiments, see, if I don't tell people, turn your lights back off, please. You millennials think you know everything, but you don't know nothing. Some of you 40-year-olds should have said amen right there. So listen, this is the whole premise of the message this morning. Matthew 5:14, it says, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Okay, listen, I want you to hear this. If you get saved and you're a group, maybe like a youth group, right? Maybe you're like a youth group. Okay? And you get saved. There's everybody in your youth group is supposed to be saved and born again. And all of a sudden, you have a big movement like you go to Hearts on Fire, or heaven forbid if our church just gets on fire and people get saved here. And all of a sudden, I want y'all to do this. This is crowd participation. When you see these people up in this choir, when you see their light come on, will you please raise your hand? Please turn on your light. Did y'all see it come on? All right, do it again. Turn, just put your hands down. Let's do it. Can we do it one more time? No. You got to turn them off. I know what you're doing. You're just hiding them. Put your light down. You can't hide your light, can you? All right, you ready? One, two. Now, I want to see your hands. As soon as you see the light comes up. One, two, three. Good, perfect. Everybody go sit down, but one. But one, but one, but one, but one, but one. It's always that guy. It's always that guy that's slowest. Eli, thank you for volunteering this morning for the message. First of all, I want to say this. If you are saved and you are a church, a ministry, or a Sunday school class, you cannot be hidden. Every one of you seen that the light had came on and you knew these people. And as the moment the light was off, you said, the light is off. But the moment the light came on, you said, the light is on. Right? Can you do me a favor? Let me read one more scripture. Watch this. You are the light of the world, a city on a hill cannot be hid. Look at this. Verse 15, neither do men light a candle. That's one, not a city, just one. And put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Watch this. Right, raise your hand when you see his light come on. Go. I hope I didn't block it. Let's try it one more time. Ready? Go. All right, you may be seated. It's simple. Some of y'all, please turn the lights on back there. Thank you. What the purpose of that is this morning, you're sitting there going, preacher, why? That's so simple. It's so easy. Why? We don't need little messages like that. No, it ain't little messages. It's true messages. Some of y'all are trying to say to me that I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, but nobody ever seen the light come on. We're a big church. We're on fire for Christ. Really? If you were, the light would come on. People would say, they got the light on. If you're an individual that's saved and born again, people would have noticed lights going on. Because guess what? This man sat for many years begging by the roadside, and all of a sudden, Jesus came by. He went to the pool of Siloam. He came back, and every one of his neighbors said, there is something different about you. The light has come on. The light of your life has turned on. We want to know what happened to you. Matter of fact, they even asked the question, is this really him? Is this really her? Let me ask you a pointed question. Has anybody asked you point blank, what has happened to you? What has happened to you? Because listen, if you're still going to the same school, the same job, or you have the same friends, or if you've got the same family, and the light came on, somebody should be saying, what happened to you? Something's changed in you. Amen? And it goes like this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says it like this. Therefore, if any man, I love how it breaks it down. It says if. There's a test in there. Hello? There's a test in there. The Bible says examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. I always say it like this. Nobody likes going to the hospital or the doctor. Well, most people don't like going to the hospital or the doctor. For all you hypochondriacs out there. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. But one of the drawbacks for going to the doctor for me is the gown. Amen? Some of y'all are laughing. I guess you like them. I don't. Amen? First thing I did, I messed my ankle up one time. I went to the doctor, and I had shorts on. I was playing basketball. I took the shoe off. I was sitting on the table. The nurse came in. Hey, you're going to have to put on the gown. I said, for what? It's a foot. It's exposed. Right? No, but you have to have a gown on. No, it's not necessary. Right? But you got to put the gown on, right? Listen, if you do not do the examination at home, right, for cancer or anything else, if you don't do the examination, then guess what? You're going to the doctor, you're putting on the gown, and they're going to search. Hey, God, come on, man. If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to go to the doctor, they're going to put you in the gown, in the machine, and they're going to check you, right? So guess what? Jesus said, listen, examine yourself whether you be in the faith, because one day I'm going to put you bare right in front of me, and I'm going to examine you whether you're in the faith or not. You might well examine yourself now, find out if you're in the faith now, that way when you stand before him, you won't hear, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. He says this. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now, if he is a new creature, that means new. That means everybody else who knew you beforehand all of a sudden is saying you are a different person. You are a different thing. You are a different creature. You don't even act the same. The things that you used to hate, now you love. And the things you used to love, now you hate. And even if God, hey, preach, man. Even if they do the stuff that you say that you don't like anymore, even if you do them, you'll say, I hate that. I hate that about me. I worry about any Christian who tries to tell me that they got saved and they're arguing with God about, listen, I can still do this or I can still do that because God, no, listen. If I sin, I'll still stand up and say, hey, I'm wrong. It ain't God's word it's wrong. It's not God's spirit it's wrong. And it's not God that's wrong. It's me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Listen to this. Old things are passed away. Listen, it's like a dying. Have you noticed yourself, your old man, dying? Have you noticed some things about him that's just fading away? Right? But all of a sudden, there's this rise of a new guy or a new gal. You've seen her? Have you seen her yet? Huh? Behold, all things are becoming new. Praise God. It might take you 20 years, but praise God, there's an uninstall and an install. Golly, y'all don't make me preach simple. Listen, has God rewired the brain yet? Goodness gracious, I'm simple-minded. Please forgive me. I didn't go to theological school. I just know it this way. It seems like sometimes God's pulled my head open, took this wire and unplugged it. Relationships, love, sex. Oh, God, I'm sorry. And he unplugs it. And he goes, it was never meant to be plugged in right there. It goes over here. The green wire goes over here. And he closes it back up, and all of a sudden, I'm a new creature. The things that I used to want to do and pursue and chase, I don't want to pursue and chase anymore. And the things that I used to hate, now all of a sudden, wait a minute, that song sounds pretty good. I used to like listening to this, but that would glorify me and glorify my sin and glorify that. But now I listen to this because it glorifies him. Woo-hoo. Is he rewiring you? Is he remaking you? Is some of your old life just like somebody's having a funeral for him? Have you tried to go back and do? I remember the apostles when they first found out that Jesus had been crucified, and Peter looks at all the apostles, all of them, says, I go fishing. Some of them ain't wanting fishermen. Like, let's go. Have you ever went fishing and you're not a fisherman? That life's brutal. Not the fishing life. The fishing life's great because you're a fisherman. I'm a swimmer. Y'all get that in a minute. I got ADHD. Every fishing trip with me, if it ain't productive in 30 minutes, we're swimming now. And your boat is a diving board, so don't invite me. Don't invite me. He looks at him and says, hey, I go fishing. Thomas, all of them, Doubting Thomas, all of them, yes, sir, let's go fishing. None of them had to do it. They sit out there all night. Guess why? Because the men that they were, they are no longer. They are not the same. They can't get the enjoyment out of what they used to do anymore. I don't care if you got saved and you're trying to do something that you thought you could do. Praise God. It's been a long night, baby. It's hard to do what you used to do. Whew. Sit there and I can't catch nothing. I got nothing. I love Jesus. Because he shows up on the shoreline the next morning. Let them fish all night. And then the sun came up. Hollers at them. Hey, children. Notice, what would we have called them? Wouldn't have been children. I wouldn't have called me out as a child. Do you have any meat? You got any? That thing you've been going back after? How's it going for you? Got nothing. Right, because your fishers are men. You're still trying to catch what you used to catch. Amen? You should have been waiting on me in the upper room, but here you are in the boat again. Amen? Now, don't get so mad about it, because guess what? We all get back in some of our boats. Amen? We should have been like Elijah and just burnt them. Amen? We parked them when we should have burnt them. Amen? Some of y'all need to burn some stuff mentally. Amen. Don't go home and burn your stuff up and say the preacher said it. Unless God tells you to. Some of y'all park some stuff thinking I can go back to it if God fails me. Plan B. We only got one plan. It's plan A. It's Jesus. Do you have any meat? No. Just like he did the very first time. Just like when he first met him. Just like when wait a minute, God's that good, he'll come to you 3.5 years later after you've been walking with him every single day, telling them what's going to happen, and guess what? You're in the remedial boat again. I've been in a remedial vessel. Amen? You know what I like about the remedial vessel? Nobody in it can point fingers.
What's better than you were? least I didn't run out of there without my shirt on, John. Remember in the wilderness when you ran away naked? I seen it. Oh, Peter, oh, you're a good one. I heard you cuss that girl 3 times when you were denying Christ. Remember, I let you in the back door. Oh, I'm sorry. Thomas, you've been complaining the whole time. We've been around you. Amen? Nobody in that boat could say a word. They all just looked at each other and said, you know what? We failed Jesus on every level. What do we do to get out of the boat? You wait till Jesus shows up. Jesus showed up. What do you do? Hey, guys, take your net, cast it on the other side. They're like, man, does this feel like what we did before? Well, some of y'all are sitting here going, what are you talking about, brother? I'm talking about this. Listen, come back to Jesus. Come back to your first love. Repent. Fall back in love with him. Come to the same altar. Come to the same prayer. God, forgive me of my sin. Yeah, I've messed up, but I'm ready to do what you want me to do the right way. I'm coming back. I'm coming back, Jesus. I could see it, man. I could see the face. Man, we've been out here all night long. And they let the net go, and we seen it, didn't we? And they went to pull it, and they couldn't. And John said, it's him! Come on, man! It's him! Peter, the one who had failed Jesus the most. Come on. Not the best guy. Not John. Not John the Revelator. Not some of the silent apostles. They didn't jump in the boat. They didn't jump out of the boat and go running first. It was the guy who had let him down the most. The light is coming on again. He jumped out of the boat and he's running. And everybody's like, man, don't he remember? Don't he remember? He failed him. He denied him. But he's running to him. Because he knows what it's like to be out there doing what he used to do and being miserable. I want to come back to the light. Amen? I got one question for you this morning. Let's all stand as they come get a song. I know it's a short message. We don't need long messages. We need messages that change hearts and change lives. I want to ask you a question. Since you've been saved, well, let me rephrase this. Since you've been telling people that you've been saved, how many people that knew you prior to you being saved have said something like this? What has happened to you? Are you the same person? Because you are doing stuff totally different. Maybe in the blind man's question, how are you seeing now? Let me slow that down for you. Let me ask you this question. How are you seeing now? Because when I got saved, I didn't see the same way. I didn't look the same way. And when I didn't see the same way and I didn't look the same way, I acted different, and other people would ask questions like, what happened to you? What has happened to you? What changed you? Jesus came by. I knew that he was there. He told me that he wanted to change me, so he made me some eyes. And he put them on me, and then he told me to go wash. Amen? I know it sounds simple. And I did, and now I see. August 28 of 04, every message and every testimony I ever heard came to a point, and I knew Jesus was passing by that day. And Jesus came by and said, hey, I want to give you a new life. I will make it out of you. Amen. I will give you a new life if you want me to give it to you. So I ask him, Lord, can you forgive this kind of sin? Can you forgive this kind of sin? I went through a lot. Amen. Matter of fact, when I was getting saved, I was trying to disqualify myself. I was kind of aggravated with God I'm just being honest. And I was trying to tell him, all right, God, you want me? Here's who you're getting. I told him every sin that I committed and was committing and some things that I was thinking about doing. Whew. How many of you got saved from some stuff you was thinking about doing? Whew. I said, God, here's what I'm planning on doing. This is my future plans. God said, I got some future plans for you. Amen? And the more I dumped out, the more I got whole. I stood up and I could see. I asked God for forgiveness. I repented of my sins and I asked Him and I let Him and I asked Him and I let Him be the Lord of my life. Amen. Old things passed away and behold, all things become new. And sure enough, I went back to my old job and my old family and now some of my old friends, and every one of them asked the same question. What happened? Can I ask you a question? Is there anybody asking you that question? And if not, why? And if not, change it today as they sing a song. Come on.